Hey, greetings everyone. We're back again, Sister Amen.
With Brother Tupos. We're back for some edification today. After a hunker down day. Rainy and cold. Cool all day.
Yeah.
But it was
pretty
nice.
Well, it did light up in the afternoon.
Yep, it lit up in the afternoon,
nice.
But the gospel still went out today.
Oh, yeah.
We were in a marketplace. Well, let me start out in the morning. We went to a gas station. A man saw our signs on our van. He was just standing there looking at him. I walked up to him and talked to him. He had scripture verses tattooed on his hands. He's part of a worldly church. He listened, and I got to share with him a lot of truth, and he really thanked me. So that was awesome. It was a great way to start the morning.
Amen.
And Brother Akua witnessed to a family in a marketplace, and we worked online all day because it was rainy.
I gave out gospel cards to the people in there.
Yep, we gave out gospel cards in the marketplace.
Yeah.
After the rain cleared out, Sister Amin and I went for a walk, and we handed out the gospel to people in stores, people walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
So that was awesome.
Yeah.
We worked online. By the way, we hope you're all doing well, if I didn't say that. I always like to ask how everybody's doing. We worked online, and I got a teaching done on long-distance relationships. I got a testing done on an evangelical heretic in Australia named Simeon Dewecki. Brother Akuo got several posts done, one on Dunkin' Donuts or Dunkin' Disciples. You got to listen to it to understand it. It's a good one. And Sister Amin, what did you post?
On the sister's post, I did an audio about keep commands. I queried on those two words and read a bunch of scripture verses and talked about that.
Yeah, so we had a busy full day.
Mm-hmm.
Working on some verse-by-verse studies. And just, yeah, it was a nice day of not going anywhere. Where we went was real close to where we park, and that was really kind of nice.
It's
about, when we stay a day or two in a place, that's about as close as we get to having a town. We were just talking, we have no town, we have no city. We're waiting for an eternal city.
Yeah, it's almost like a little touch of normalcy,
yeah.
If you want to call it that.
A normal
way.
Life
always,
of most
like,
people.
Run.
Yeah, because we're just, in our case as Vandalers, we're just pilgrims.
Yeah, you got to keep moving.
Traveling through all the time. So I'm sitting today with Brother Kuo, and him and I spent the day with Sister Amin just sitting, working online, talking about the things of God. And Brother made this comment. He said, imagine being like Noah, because him and I were talking about how few true saints there are that are obeying and walking in the gospel. He said, imagine what it was like being Noah. Nobody else on earth but you and your family. We don't even know if his family was believers, but God spared his family too.
Right.
And only him saved out of the world, maybe millions of people. How few that really is. And we started talking about it, and we started talking about Noah. And so Sister Emma and I decided we're going to bring up a topic, and we're going to talk about being a Noah or a Noette for women, for the sisters,
mm-hmm.
in your generation. Let me read about Noah real quick. I got about some verses here out of Genesis 6, 8 through 22. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God. The earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted the way upon the earth. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark out of gopher wood. Rooms shall thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion by which thou shalt make of it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, the height of it 30 cubits. The window shall, a window shall thou make in the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shall set thou in the side thereof, and the lower, second, and the third stories thou shalt make. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh. Where it is the breath of life from under heaven, everything that is on the earth shall die. But with thee I will establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives and thee, and every living thing of all flesh, and two of every sort shall thou bring into the ark. Keep them alive with thee, and they shall be male and female, of fowls of their kind, of cattle of their kind, of creeping of their kind, of the earth and his kind. two of every sort shall come into thee to keep them alive. And take thou on thee all good food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be food for thee and for them. Thus Noah did according to all that God commanded him, so did he. I read all of that to show you Noah was perfect and just and righteous. He obeyed God. God gave him all these specific commandments. Noah obeyed them all, carried out the Lord's commandments, and he was spared from the flood. Faith and works is the example of Noah without a bunch of people around him encouraging him.
Yeah.
We don't even know if his sons were believers.
Yeah.
They just followed the dad.
Yeah.
So I wanted to read that and talk about, sister has some examples in scripture about people that had to be like a Noah or a Noette, strong without a lot of people around them.
Right, yeah. I guess I just wanted to say about Noah first, you know, a lot of people just say, yeah, that must have been really hard. But when you really ponder it, how long he had to do, it took him that long.
100 years to build the ark.
Yeah, so over all that time, I mean, if he's like us, he probably is like looking around going, is anybody going to come? And then when the door got shut, I mean, that's something to
think about. What a realization.
And that's what we're in right now, kind of.
We are.
We're looking around and there's people, it's like a big flood of people around there and they're just eating, drinking, and marrying.
Yeah, in a way, it's almost even worse because you have so much fake Christianity that God hates even more.
Oh, I know.
They're abusing Christ's very name.
Yeah.
And his ways.
Yeah.
So what's some examples in scripture?
Well, how about Rahab and her family?
Yeah.
Yeah. They had faith of the Israelite God.
Yep.
And then same with like Naomi and Ruth. They didn't really have, I know they went back here. I'll read the scripture. Ruth 1:22. So Naomi returned and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. But what I see from that is Naomi and Ruth.
Yeah.
They were kind of together,
right,
on their own, and
yep,
she was going out doing what she was doing for, like, kind of supporting them. You know, she
yep
was working in the fields and stuff, so they didn't have it very easy there.
Yep.
And then maybe this one kind of fits, John in Revelation on Patmos.
Yep.
Revelation 1:9, it could be.
Yep, he was in prison on the island.
Yeah, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God, for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And then how about Lot and his daughters?
Oh, yeah, coming out of Sodom.
Yeah.
His wife didn't make it. And Abraham talked to the Lord and said, how about if there's this many?
Oh, he got
finally
down there,
the destruction came and there wasn't anybody there. Other than Lot and his two daughters.
Yeah, those are just a few.
Thinking about from the Old Testament. How about Joseph in Egypt? He's kind of a one.
Oh, yeah. And Daniel.
And Daniel was, he had the other three men with him. But
Those, I often refer to them, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot them this time. But yeah, they were like, yeah, especially Joseph in Egypt by himself. And people might think, oh, you got to hurry up and get him out or whatever it is. But look, God had a plan.
Yep. Yeah.
And look what happened.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, all the same things with Daniel. And it's like, I always think of 1 Corinthians 7. What does God say? The scriptures tell us to stay wherein you're called.
Yeah. You Amen. Know? And we're talking about Noah because it's an archetype. I got some scripture verses here from Peter. But it's an archetype because we're living in the last days. Every day is getting closer to the last days. And what we see is there's so few true believers. A lot of corrupt Christianity, a lot of New Age paganism, a lot of secularism, a lot of atheism. And we have to be and model the same thing that Noah did. And while God's not telling us to build an ark, we have a spiritual ark in Christ. We must build our lives on Christ, the rock. We must get in Christ, remain and abide in him. And we got to weather the storms that are coming with not hardly anybody around to encourage us.
Right.
And we still have to be a preacher of righteousness like Noah was.
Yeah, and we have plenty of examples
yep
of people who have done it.
Oh, yeah. They've done
it.
You can do
awesome
it. We can uh-huh we can overcome. We can be strong. As we go out and we street preach, it's three of us, me, Sister Amma, and Brother Kua, when we go out and street preach against hundreds or thousands of people that don't want the truth. We're like Noahs and Noettes in the world. We know what this is like because we stand against the world. I told somebody the other day, I'm like, when we go preaching, we're sticking our finger right in Satan's eye because this is his kingdom.
Yeah,
and we're walking right through it.
I love it.
And we're preaching it. So, yeah, think about that. How are you, if you're a true saint like Noah, and are you holding fast like Noah? Are you obeying God like Noah? Are you striving to be perfect in your generation? Or are you being swayed by people around you? We hear it all the time. You're not going to have many people that way. You're not very popular. You're not going to please people that way. You can't gain them that way. Everybody wants to gain people, but yet the biblical faith is holding fast to Christ today and remaining and enduring.
Yet one big downfall for women, one, would be possibly an unbelieving husband or unbelieving family members.
Yep.
Those are big stumbling blocks that people like to just hang around and wait for. And if Noah would have done that, what would have happened?
Yep.
We don't want to do that.
And another one is children. Oh, our kids need a whole bunch of other kids to play with and a social life and all this kind of stuff. So they got to find and compromise in a church and all that type of stuff. So we're just encouraging you. The people in the Bible stood, and Jesus calls us to stand and overcome and remain and be in the truth. We got to do that.
How can we not?
Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
Any other scripture verses, Sister Emmett?
Actually, I have two, and then I have an ending one. Uh-huh. Luke 18:8. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?
Yeah, it's going to be that bad. It's going to be so dark. Will there be any faith left on earth?
And how about this? Probably everybody knows this scripture is going to be read. Matthew 7:13-14. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because strait is the gate, narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
That word few, we preach it all the time, it means puny.
Mm-hmm.
Puny number of people are going to find it. I just had a couple of verses from Peter about Noah. 1 Peter 3:20. Some sometime were disobedient when once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls were saved by water. I like that. It says the long suffering of God. He waited and gave Noah a chance to get that ark ready. You know what that reminds me of? The long-suffering of God, where he's waiting right now for people to get their lives right in Christ, to build Christ as their rock.
Yeah.
God's long-suffering. He wants none to perish.
He is, yeah.
And then 2 Peter 2:5, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. If you live ungodly, you're going to reap what you sow, and God's going to destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
And we warn people about that all the time.
Yeah, we don't want
you got to have faith and works, holiness and obedience because of what Christ did. It proves that you're following him. It proves that he's changed you. You're a new creation, and you're striving for the kingdom.
Yeah, in my audio I did today, I went through the gospel scripture verses and reiterated that doing good works and keeping the commands of God means nothing unless you have a new heart, a new mind, and you're born from above.
Yeah, they just become rituals.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are going to hear that away from me. I never knew you.
Right, and so we can't stand strong unless we have the strength and the power of Christ and the Holy Spirit within us. So make sure you're born again.
Amen.
Born
yeah.
from the Spirit test, of God.
Test yourself at thegospeladon'tperish.com. Always adding more and more resources there. Sister Amma, do you have a scripture verse to close us out?
I do. 1 Corinthians 16:13. This fits right in with it. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong.
I like that.
Uh-huh.
Noah had to be strong. I hope you're being strong. We got to be strong, and we're here to encourage people, edify every day. We're pouring out every day. Check out the Ecclesia area. We added more stuff there. Edification page. Tomorrow, we're headed down the road.
Yeah, got some travel to do.
Got some travel to do, and we got some potential places this weekend to go fly gospel signs, maybe stand out at some churches, so we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, let's see what the Lord wills.
If the Lord wills, we always say that. All right, we're out of here. Hope that edifies you. Set your eyes on Christ. Like as I said before, build him as your rock. Christ, I did an article on this. Go look it up in the Ecclesia area or the teaching area. Christ is our spiritual ark. Get in Christ. Remain in Christ, and he's your only hope of salvation.
Stand fast, be unmovable. I love that.
Amen. All right, we love you all. Till next time, hold fast. May God be praised.